them to move except the wind ripple of grass and a solitary hawk, wings motionless, that easelessly rode the cloudless sky. Colonel LaRue was not deceived by the emptiness. He had spotted the dead ground as they rode and knew the Germans, good professionals, were out in the plain, spreading the cordon that would drive the fugitives towards the river. He knew, too, that the British were marching eastwards, that some of their men would be following the river, and he guessed that he and his companion were being driven into an ambush. So be it. He was trapped, outnumbered, but not beaten. He could not be beaten. He had never been beaten, and now, above all other times, he had to regain the safety of the French army. He had come so near to success, and when he completed the job, then he would hurt the British, as they had rarely been hurt in this war. He felt the surge of pleasure at the thought. By God, he would hurt them. He had been sent to Spain to discover the identity of El Mirador, and he had succeeded this afternoon, and now all that remained was to take El Mirador back to some torture chamber and squeeze from the British spy the names of all the correspondents in Spain, Italy, and France who sent their messages to El Mirador in Salamanca.